My name is Father Michael Stalla. I am the spiritual director for Hope's Garden. And today we have an interesting topic that we're going to cover. It's about a new group that we have in Hope's Garden. It's called Blooming in the Desert. Now, what it has to do with is helping people through depression in particular. Depression, it has two major ways in which we think about it. One is like the clinical sense of the word. Whenever I say clinical, I really mean it takes professionals to actually diagnose it and then to start treating it. Being a person of faith does not mean that you no longer need help from the secular world. God gave us intelligence, and we happen to live in a great culture that develops people as experts in these areas. Of course, this field continues to grow as people are more conscious now about mental health issues. Even coming out of COVID, a lot of people are now more aware of how much they need to stay healthy in their mental health. There are lots of things available out there. It is always good to have in the sense of a clinical or a specialization in that area of mental health in tangent with those who are on the spiritual, emotional, or in Hope's Garden's case in the prayer support groups. There's another way of thinking of depression. Depression can also be thought of kind of almost like an expression. What I mean by that is a lot of times we self-proclaim ourselves depressed, or we use it as an adjective to describe someone else or what we're experiencing. I feel depressed. You seem depressed. I like to think of that as a little bit like almost like when we're talking about the weather. When the weather happens in such a way that the pressure is depressed, then we know that the rain is probably coming. And so we have a sense that in our own lives, sometimes our energy levels go down. Sometimes we get kind of negative. Sometimes we just feel like crying. And we describe that as depressed. Not necessarily has it been diagnosed by somebody who's trained in that field, but that is a description we would use for it. Now, when we're talking about depression, I always try to kind of talk about it in those two sense. Clinical, I need an expert to diagnose it and to treat it. And the other sense is more of an expression describing my emotional state is a lot more of a subjective, a personal way of experiencing that. So when you're talking to somebody who describes themselves as depressed, making that distinction is a big difference to know how to help them. Sometimes they're just saying, I'm having a rough day, and I just like to talk it out. You could say, hey, I'm here for you. Sometimes they mean, no, I'm really in danger. I need to bring in some help. I often like to think of it as stay in your own lane. Recognize where you can help someone and not overstep your bounds to then take on a position that God has not asked you to do or your training has not made you able to do. However, when we're talking about the expression of depression, this is just part of our emotions, is it not? Sometimes we have good days, sometimes we have bad days, sometimes we have a long period of bad days. And when that happens in the cycle of life, what do we do about it? Now, I would turn to the Psalms in particular as a description of giving God everything. The happy days and the sad days, the ups and the downs. And if you look at the Psalms, it's every emotion up and down all the way through, and they're not even in order. They're just kind of all over the place, just like real life might be. So whatever I'm going through, I'm supposed to give that over to God. Teresa of Avila would encourage us to look beyond what the feeling is and understand where it's coming from, which is quite an insight for somebody before psychology became an actual science. To really look at your emotions as being less than a reality, but not a total fiction. So my emotions are really just something that I think of as like an alarm system going off. When the alarm system goes off, if, for instance, my fire detector starts going off, my first reaction might be to go and turn off the alarm. But that's not really the point. The point is to find out what's smoking. You know, if there's a fire somewhere, I need to find out about it. So what's causing the alarm to go off is more important than dealing with the alarm itself. So if my emotions are happening, if I'm dealing with a type of depression, it is a good question to ask, where is this coming from? Now, if it's clinical, it might be a chemical imbalance. It might be from trauma. It might be something like this. And again, It has to be diagnosed. It has to be treated in a very specific way. But when we're dealing as an expression, you might just say, I don't know. Today, I'm not feeling great. Today, I'm missing a loved one I have lost. Today, I am remembering some bad times. Today, I'm just down on myself. And therefore, you're not really talking about something that is as concrete, as easy to diagnose and to treat as a doctor would handle. This is much more of a relationship kind of situation of dealing with our emotions. So why? Why am I feeling the way I am? What I find in my life is there are days that I don't know why. I just don't know why I feel that way. Perhaps it's because I'm just a person and people have ups and downs. And so as much as I'd like to label it, it's because I didn't get enough sleep. It's because I didn't eat. It's because that person gave me a dirty look. Sometimes really I'd say, well, maybe it was that, but really, I don't know. I'm just feeling this way right now. And to be able to hand that over to God, Lord, whatever I'm feeling right now, especially when I don't know why I'm feeling this, I need your help to interpret it. Now, our goal in Hope's Garden is to bring us into a sense of reality. And that means a right relationship with God, bringing God into our experience of life and bringing our experience of life to God, which includes the ups and the downs. It is not our goal just to make you feel good. This is not a feel-good kind of spirituality, because there are some days when we don't feel good. There are some days that we're dealing with a lot. We have a lot of stress. That's okay. It's okay to bring that. When we look at the life of Jesus, did he not have happy, joyful days like the wedding feast at Cana? Did he not also have very sad days like when his friend Lazarus died? There are ups and downs, and he experienced all of the human emotions and showed us how to handle it in a holy way. That's our objective. Help us to take the experience of life in relationship to God and respond in a holy way, in a way that makes us distinct among people, because not that we're protected from all negative things, but that we handle it the way Christ would have us handle it. St. Ignatius of Loyola would even talk a little bit about the experience of having these ups and downs in our emotions. And he would say, sometimes it's just a matter of saying, when I'm going through good times, perhaps I should be aware, now's the time to recharge, because eventually the bad times do come. So let's take those good times and let's really make sure that we're recharging our bodies, our energies, our minds, our hearts, our souls. Then he says, when the bad times come, don't forget, it's only temporary. When we're going through the tough times, to be able to say, you know what? This is what I trained for. This is why I did all those prayers. This is why I read the lives of the saints and the stations of the cross. This is how I'm now going to get through this, because the day will come when joy will be returned to me. Just like it says in scriptures many times over, our tears were turned into laughter. And we know that those days are coming, and that helps us to get through the difficult time. So during the good times, we're reminded that bad times will follow eventually. And during the bad times, hey, this is only temporary, the good times will come as well. So St. Ignatius wants to see a fuller understanding of your full experience as a human being. John of the Cross would talk a little bit about the dark night of the soul, which is a different experience than depression per se. When we're dealing with the dark night of the soul, it really has to do when I don't sense the presence of God. There are moments when we feel overjoyed. I know God's love. God is so very close to me. I can feel like he's listening. The other times it just feels like, hello, is anybody out there? Is anybody going to respond? And that like sensory depression, when we just don't feel like we're connecting with our Lord, is again, just a feeling. During the very positive times, rejoice, because those are very exceptional, awesome days. The days when we feel the dark night of the soul is actually the moments when we are growing in our faith. Because despite the fact that I can't feel God consoling me, loving me, giving me all that extra enthusiasm, despite the fact that I receive no reward at this moment, I am so sad, or describing myself as depressed, even now, I will praise you, Lord. Even now, I will follow your commands. Even now, I will be faithful. And the days do come in which we don't feel God. And when those days come, rejoice. Again, I say it, rejoice. This is the moment your faith is growing. I've often thought about this. God has given me a lot of miraculous experiences, things that I would look at and I'd say, clearly the hand of God was involved. And I sometimes wonder to God, why do you give me so many of these? There are people out there who don't have faith. They need those experiences. They need more chances to come to know you and to love you. And I realized, well, maybe I'm just so weak. I need a lot of consolation. And he keeps providing me a lot of consolation. But to the other people, perhaps he gives just very few occasions like that. Not because he doesn't love them, but because they are stronger. And they have such a strong faith. Have you ever met somebody who, despite the fact that they always seem to have difficulties in their life, they continue to be hopeful and faithful and trust in the Lord? And don't we describe that person as, look at their faith. How awesome. Jesus would often encounter people along the way that were sick and dealing with all kinds of things, and then begged for God's help and hoped and trusted that that help would be provided. He'd say, look at their faith. He was always just marveled at the wonderful faith of the people who were suffering. So as we continue to work in this new group, we're going to be able to like help people to understand if you're dealing with depression, what kind of depression are you dealing with? Is it a dark night of the soul? Is it a clinical understanding? Is it more of a descriptive? And then what do we do with it? How do we respond in this moment with understanding, but with holiness as well? Having these things does not give us permission to walk away from the Lord. Quite the opposite. We give the entire spectrum of emotions to the Lord, our good days and our bad days. And sometimes we need support to do that. And that's where Hope's Garden will certainly be there for you in the blooming in the desert.